So hi, I'm Angelina Thalheimer. I am 14 years old. Today is Thursday, November 23rd, 2017. We are in Cave City, Arkansas. I'm with my Uncle Brian, and he is my mom's sister's husband.
Brian Neal.
Your age?
Oh, I'm 51.
So, tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
I grew up in Lone Oak, Arkansas. I went to school at Carlisle, Arkansas. I lived out in the country. We produce farmed and sawmilled all the way up till I joined the military. And I joined the military in 1984 and served till 2004. I did 20 years.
Which branch of the military did you serve in?
I served in the U.S. Army, Air Defense Artillery.
Did you like serving?
I loved it. It was nice. It was good.
Who motivated you to join the military?
Oh, I had a couple different people. One of them was my shop teacher. He kind of encouraged me, and my stepdad, he kind of encouraged me too. So.
Were they in the Army also, or in the military?
My stepdad was in the Army, and my coach, my shop teacher, he just liked it. He didn't serve him, as far as I know.
Tell me about basic training. Were you prepared? What were you unprepared for?
The running was the hardest thing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't prepared for running, and so it took me a little while to get good at running, so that was the worst thing.
How much did you have to run?
In basic, you only had to run a couple miles, but throughout the military, you have to run, you'll run from anywhere from 2 or 3 miles to 8 or 10 miles. It depends on what kind of run it is.
Is there anything else that you had to do that was hard, or like what other stuff did you have to do to prepare?
Well, you had to do push-ups and sit-ups and a lot of physical activity, which you train for every day, and it built team spirit corps and unit cohesion, so it was pretty fun.
How early did you have to wake up?
I normally got up anywhere between 3:30 and about 5 or so, and then my last 5 years I'd be at work about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And then we'd start PT at 6.
What is the most difficult part about being in the military?
Being away from home, being away from your family. Some of the deployments are kind of hard. But other than that, it's pretty good.
How many different places were you deployed to? Or just what are some of them?
I spent 2 tours in Korea, and I did 4 rotations to Saudi Arabia and Iraq. So.
Did you serve in a war zone? When and where?
Yeah, I was in Desert Storm. That was in 91. And then I went back 3 more times to Saudi Arabia and served there. It's still under hazard duty pay and hospital fire pay.
What lessons did your service teach you that you will still carry with you?
Discipline is the biggest thing. Discipline, hard work, and keeping a good attitude.
Would they get mad at you if you ever slacked off or?
Yeah, they get mad at you if you're not doing right. They counsel you if you're not doing right, or if you get in trouble, then they do the punishment under the court-martial manual.
Did you meet Auntie Melva in the military?
Yeah, I met her in 1985.
Where were you?
El Paso, Texas, Fort Bliss.
Was she stationed there also, and that's how you met her?
Yeah, we was in the same unit.
What job do you currently hold? And what jobs have you held in the past? But focus on like currently hold.
Currently I'm I run cattle, raise cattle and sell cattle and just run a farm more or less is what I do now. And I do side jobs of construction and backhoe work and hauling gravel and stuff with a dump truck.
Mm-hmm. How many cows do you have?
64.
How many did you start out with?
15.
Wow. When did you move here to Arkansas? I mean, after the military. Like
2004.
Mm-hmm. Is this when you built this house?
I built a house in 2005. Mm-hmm. And then we moved in 2000, March of 2006. And then I didn't get cows until about 2010, 11.
Mm-hmm.
When I started getting cows.
How much land do you have right now?
600 acres.
Oh, wow. Did you start out with just a little bit?
Started out with 80 and then kept buying.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes from the same family.
Mm-hmm.
I just bought it from different relatives. Same family.
Wow. What jobs have you held in the past?
U.S. Army and then worked as a carpenter, built about 10 or 15 houses since I've been retired out of the Army.
Wow.
So.
Okay. So when you were in the Army, how was like the technology that they had then different from today?
Oh, it's a lot. They didn't have cell phones when I first joined.
Mm-hmm.
And there wasn't too many computers.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was manual typewriters and all that stuff. So it's changed a bunch.
How did you like stay connected with other people? Like how was the communication?
You talk to people. Yeah. You didn't text or all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd call like my family on the weekend sometimes or.
Mm-hmm.
As far as at work, you just communicated because you worked together all the time.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to build like better bonds with people because of that? Since like today's kids are always just on their phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You learn, you know, you learn how to get along with people and, you just work together all the time so you knew how they work.
Is there anybody that you still like stay in close touch with?
Yeah, I've still got a lot of friends in the Army that retired out of Army. They even come here to go deer hunting. They'll come visit me every once in a while, and they'll call or text, you know, a few times a week.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's probably about, I've got a lot of friends on Facebook. There's probably most of my friends that I serve with are on Facebook, and we kind of keep in contact that way, too.
Mm-hmm. You said you deer hunt. When did you start that?
I started when I was a kid, deer hunting. Mm-hmm. And then, we used to deer hunt and rabbit hunt and squirrel hunt. And just a passion.
What has been, like, the largest deer?
I've killed 11 points the biggest buck I've ever killed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've shot at something bigger than that, but buck fever got me. I missed them.
Do you usually like hang them? How you have it here?
Yeah, I'll hang them up on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Either a mount or a skull mount.
Mm-hmm. So when you said you would just call it, did it seriously stop again? I think it saved. It saved this time.
Okay.
But it saved at 10 minutes. This hopefully works.
I think it just changed right when you stopped.